From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers agree the Iran nuclear deal will contribute to their region's security once it is fully implemented. He said the two sides also agreed to establish working groups that would seek to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. Appearing with Kerry, Qatari Foreign Minister Khaled Al-Attari offered a cautious endorsement of the Iran nuclear agreement, calling it the best option. Top Qatari diplomat added, Gulf Arabs ultimately would like to see a ban on nuclear weapons in the entire Middle East. Greek stocks dropped sharply Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in 5 weeks. The exchange index lost nearly 23% in the opening moments of trading. Shares steadily regained some ground, with the index down less than 19% after 2 hours. The government closed the stock exchange in late June when it also shut down banks and imposed limits on money withdrawals. Greece reached an agreement on a new bailout with the European Union and International Monetary Fund last month and reopened the banks on July 20th. There was no consensus Monday on how soon talks to conclude the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact could be revived, after the 12 parties failed to reach a deal at a meeting last week held in Hawaii. The timing really is a challenge at this point, really driven by electoral politics, Asia Trade Center Executive Director Deborah Elms told VOA via Skype. A Canadian general election is scheduled for October 19th, and campaigning began Sunday. This is VOA News. A new survey in the United States shows by a 2-to-1 margin Americans oppose the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear development program and think it would make the world less safe. The public opinion poll released Monday by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut showed registered U.S. voters by a 57% to 28% margin oppose the deal the United States and five other world powers finalized last month with Tehran. PAC bars Iran from building a nuclear weapon in the coming years in exchange for lifting Western and United Nations sanctions on Iran that have hobbled its economy. By a similar 58% to 30% margin, the voters said the deal would make the world less safe. U.S. Congress is in the midst of a 60-day review of the pact and is expected to vote next month on whether to accept it or reject it. The world athletic community is reacting to reports that 146 medals, including 55 golds at the Olympics and at the World Championships between 2001 and 12, were won by athletes with suspicious blood test results. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok.
The president of the International Olympic Committee says there is no solid foundation for the widespread doping allegations. Speaking to reporters at the conclusion of the IOC summit in Kuala Lumpur, Thomas Bach Monday urged patience until the outcome of an investigation by the impartial World Anti-Doping Agency.
Now it's in the hands of WADA as the competent center of both sports and governments to deal with this, and we have full confidence in their procedure.
The president of the International Association of Athletics Federations told IOC members Monday that behind the doping abuse report is a campaign to redistribute medals. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the killing of a UN peacekeeper in the Central African Republic who died Sunday after being attacked by gunmen in the country's capital. The UN said troops from MINUSCA, its mission in the Central African Republic, were conducting a search to arrest a suspected criminal in Bangui when the armed group attacked, killing the peacekeeper and injuring eight others. The Secretary General deplores in the strongest terms attacks against United Nations peacekeepers and calls for swift action to bring the perpetrators of this crime to justice, Mr. Bond's spokesman said. The UN force took over from an African Union peacekeeping mission nearly a year ago. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.